Brett Hollander and the Missile. Kadri Ismail here on a Tag Team Wednesday on Sportsline on your flagship home for Baltimore Ravens football and Baltimore Orioles baseball, 1090 AM, WBAL. And with us now, great writer for Sports Illustrated, Don Banks. Don, how are you?
I'm good, but guys, I'm the idiot that said after they beat the Colts, the Ravens had no chance in Denver, so I'm not sure why you want to talk to me.
We want to throw it all in your face, Don, you and the rest of the nation.
Well, then I'm glad I beat you to it.
Well, you had a great column out yesterday. The headline, Once Left for Dead, the Ravens, a threat again thanks to a bold Caldwell move. It's almost undeniable at this point. Two things happen. One is they made the move, and they fired Cam Cameron, and they hired Jim Caldwell. The other has been the improved play on the offensive line and inserting Bryant McKinney at left tackle and all the other corresponding moves that have been made. But the balanced attack of this offense these last 2 weeks, up against pretty good defenses, especially on the road in Denver, it's been really impressive what the Ravens have done offensively, Don.
It's been positively un-Ravens-like over the years. Yeah. And really, I mean, we all know how long the Cam Cameron question was out there. But I give John Harbaugh a lot of credit. And what I was trying to do was say, you know, Jim Harbaugh on the other coast made a big gamble late in the season at a key position, and it really sparked the offense, but he's not the only one who did it. And I think a lot of people have kind of overlooked the Cameron firing and the Caldwell elevation and not really noticed, maybe in Baltimore, yes, but outside of Baltimore, not really noticed how well that offense has played in the three games where he had a chance to get his feet under him, and the starters played the whole way. And obviously, I mean, the Giants and then the two playoff games. It's been impressive.
You know, when you look at the Denver defense, people are going to make the case that, well, it wasn't so much Joe, it was so much, you know, the Denver defense not being in the right place at the right time. And I've gotten on a lot of shows as far as, you know, talking about the 70-yard Jacoby Jones play and Raheem Moore. Don, give us your take on that, because in my feeling, it looked as though he kind of settled his feet because he's thinking Jacoby Jones was going to kind of come back to the football and underestimated the power of Joe's arm strength.
Yeah, and I think that's happened before, Q. I think a lot of teams have underestimated Flacco's arm strength and at their own peril, and sometimes only in retrospect. But, I mean, it was a misjudgment on some level, obviously, by Moore. But I think, he didn't have a good sense for where he was on the field exactly and where Jones was. And then I think he probably did think, when Flacco let it go, it almost looked like the ball was hanging a little bit. But in you know, watching it over and over again, you realize how much he put on that pass. And he put it, you know, where his guy could get it. I don't care how it gets done. If you do it in that setting, when the whole ballpark knows you have to throw that ball, and you still hit that pass, you get credit for it, and the defender gets basically goat horns.
Why is it that if you're not a ring bearer, that you don't get a pass? Why is it that, you know, the guys like the Elis, the Drew Brees, and the Ben Roethlisbergers of the world who didn't make the playoffs, they get a pass? But it seems as though when you're, you know, you're Joe, you're on the outside kind of looking in, you're Matt Ryan, you're on the outside looking in, and then you kind of get clumped into the Tony Romos of the world, the Matt Schaubs of the world. It's like, you guys just flat out suck.
All right, here's my theory. My theory is it makes it easy on all of us, because once it happens, then it's easy to quantify. Hmm. It happened, therefore they're the elite. And it's harder to look into the future and say what's going to happen. This guy does have the ability to win a Super Bowl. He will win a Super Bowl. We like to wait because, frankly, we like to look right. And then when it happens, it's easy to coronate. And I think it's just human nature to say, well, there's the line, therefore I don't really have to do any thinking or real assessment because Flacco hasn't won one yet. Eli, before he won one, was one quarterback. After he won one, he was another quarterback. That's my theory.
Don Banks from Sports Illustrated is with us here on WBAL. And, Don, the regional Sports Illustrateds are out. Colin Kaepernick on one and Joe Flacco on another. We talked about this a lot yesterday. Of course, a lot of people were not happy with the headline about Flacco on the SI cover. Everyone's always excited when a local guy gets on Sports Illustrated. But the headline was, Dear Joe, last weekend you took down Peyton. On Sunday you get Brady and the chance to once and for all rewrite your legacy. All the best, the football gods. I don't want to get you in trouble with your bosses.
I did not even see that cover, to be quite honest. I saw the Kaepernick cover. I have not seen the Flacco cover.
You know, it's like rewrite your legacy. It's almost like a perfect headline for Alex Smith last year in the NFC title game, or someone like Tony Romo before the NFC championship game, NFC East championship game. There are a lot of quarterbacks that would love at 28 years old to have Joe Flacco's legacy.
Yeah, but in fairness, he's taken a lot of, no pun intended, flack for a guy who is 7-4 in the playoffs with five road wins. So, and he's taken some of that flack, guys, from Baltimore and then Ravens fans, and let's be honest. So I think the perception is out there, and you Q just addressed it. I think it's unfair at times, but I think it is what we do. It all of us. I'm not talking just me or just you guys. I'm saying all of us. We get asked to quantify so many different things that we just reach for some easy handles, and then the ring bearers, as Kadri put it, you know, get the credit for everything, and the guys who haven't gotten there yet don't. Let's be honest. I think Joe going to three AFC title games in 5 years. Bottom line is, if he can win this one, this is clearly a threshold he hadn't passed yet. And I think that's probably where the headline writer was going.
Great stuff from Don Banks from Sports Illustrated. Again, a great piece out right now at CNNSI.com about the Ravens offense and a bold move made between not only John Harbaugh, but also Jim Harbaugh out west with the 49ers. Don, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Good to be with you again.
Thanks, Don Banks. Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com will join us in 10 minutes. A lot of Ravens talk to get to right here on Sportsline.